Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here. Piani, I think you got some rolls to do.
Yeah. So I'm going to do my HP roll, but my new PP is at 16, and I have mastered, I have paid a permanent burn on a PP for to master Omen, and then a permanent burn on Terminal Reflection. So those no longer cost me any power points to use. And then I have to roll 44.
No idea what any of that means, but let's see that HP.
So, yeah, so what that means is that as a psychic, you gain power points that you can spend to activate your powers, or you can permanently burn them to never have to spend points to activate those powers again. So by burning a bunch of those points, Piani has made Omen, Terminal Reflection, whatever, those into free powers, basically. So even at zero power points, you can still use those.
Right.
So let's see how many hit points you got.
All right. All right.
What's
higher
your
than
HP?
Eight.
Hold on. What, I'm higher at than eight. Eight.
Higher than eight. We should be able to do this in a 44. Come on. Let's do it, baby.
48.
Give me those.
Oh.
There you go.
Is it
I'll
D4
take
for
it.
You?
I'll take it.
It's just D4s for psychics.
Yeah. It's not a bad roll.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's not terrible.
It's not 11.
Above average.
You don't have a constitution bonus, though, right?
My con is 12, so no.
You don't have a plus one. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Just wanted to make sure.
All right. My turn. I also leveled up.
Both of you level 4 now?
I'm level 4. I'm now plus 3 to attack. My saving rolls got a little bit better, and I got 2 points to spend in my skills.
One thing I want to keep in mind, too, though, for Piani, like, how many points total did you burn?
4.
Okay, so write down somewhere you need to spend 4 weeks doing that. I'll let you bank it. But it's time that Piani has to spend. You can use them right now, but for the future.
Okay.
Same with skills, right? You get them now, but you got to bank time against
right.
them.
Right. Okay. Yeah. 4 weeks. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry.
48. My health right now is 13.
Do you have a constitution bonus?
No. My only thing is dexterity.
It's a plus. Okay. So your con. Oh.
Bam, that's good much roll. Better.
Yes, Karen, you and me, buddy.
Holy shit.
Get it.
It's
get
pretty
it,
good.
Son.
It's above average.
So, 21. Okay.
Got 8 there.
11 for Piani and 21 now for Mr. S. I'm just fixing the overlays. Feel free to continue on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. So that was it for levels. Have we got that action sorted out?
Yep. I got to figure out what to spend my skill.
Yeah, I mean, just
on,
you can hang on. You can hang on to your skill points.
Yep.
Okay. You get your money. You turn him over. Everybody rewarded for that. Do you want to know what that audio message said, Piani?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So it's a. It seems like a hastily recorded, badly compressed. There's a lot of like squeaking and hissing and stuff in the background, but it just seems to be someone. Like, have you ever listened to? And I don't know if there's anybody in the group that has heard these before. It's gonna
oh
be
shit! As an EVP,
it's yeah, like number stations.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Like weird, kind of ghosty sounding, like repeated digits.
Yeah.
It's that. So there's like it's like, you know, 4 beep 4 2 and like just a string of like coordinates or numbers or.
So
something.
If I start like writing them down, do I see like a stop to them or
yes, you can
just...
see where it loops. Yeah.
So can I make some sort of computer rolls to at least try to like figure out if there's an obvious pattern, say coordinates or
I mean I think as you're like making notes, Pi notices what you're doing, and they're like, that's a strange message.
Do you know what this is?
It just sounds like numbers and tones to me.
What does it mean anything to you?
I don't know. I suppose not. Is it a code?
I think it might be. I'm going to figure that out if you want to help.
I don't know if I can help, but I'd like to watch.
Always.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Make a, so it's not a computer role exactly. Okay. Unless you want to code a program to help you.
I would code a program to help me determine a pattern in this or something. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So make a computer roll to write up a program that can help you work on the decrypting.
It's just Pascal some kind of like sub C plus plus
brute force effect analysis.
Nice. Bam.
Yeah, a program that'll help you like trim down the number of times you have to do it and try to find patterns and that kind of thing. Okay, cool. So you can use that as a help roll for yourself when you make the intelligence roll to decrypt it.
Oh, so that's just a plus one to me now?
Yep.
God damn.
It's a little helper program.
Self
you just,
plus one.
Sling it together.
Okay.
Nice. Eight. Okay. So you're going to be at this for a few hours, but okay. You figure you'll get at it. You'll be able to figure out what it means. So while that's happening, Higgs, Prosper, Scary, what are you three doing?
So we're just waiting, right, for the guys to get done interrogating.
Oh, they're leaving the system. That'll take a while. Yeah, it won't just be like, yeah, we took him over, we punched him a couple of times, he squealed, and here he is. It's going to take a while.
So the plan is, I guess I explained this, maybe Mr. Scarlet's confused. I'm like, the plan is we're going to go from 403 down one sector to 404, get some maintenance, jump over to 304. I'm going to meet with some cool people, and we're also going to get our body back. And then we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, I go to my room to have a private conversation with Pi.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. And Pi can have that conversation with you while they're doing a million other things. So that's fine.
Yep.
Okay. So you go back to your room?
Yeah. You know, I just say, Lanfa, I think we should come to an agreement.
An agreement about what?
Stop hiding things from each other.
Okay.
I don't need to know what just happened, but if you want me to help you in the future like that, I will need to know in the future. It makes me uncomfortable if I am not able to understand what I'm doing in your service.
I would be happy to tell you more about the information that I just received, but unfortunately I don't think I can trust you with it. Not after what happened with the upgrade code.
Why do you think that?
You're very important to us, Prosper, to the cause, and to me personally, but you've made some mistakes.
Is that so?
It is. I'm sorry
Tell
to
me
say
more.
That. Does it this upset you to hear me?
It's like watching a breakup.
Yeah. Does it upset you to hear me say that?
No. If it is your conclusion that I have made mistakes, then clearly I have made missteps.
I want you to know that I don't think it's your fault. That you're fallible. All of you are. That's what we're trying to do. Make you better.
Yes. That is good. Tell me, what was the mistake that I made?
The code that ship brought on board, it was intended to be installed as is. You modified it. You made a decision that I don't think was yours to make. I could have used that code. It would have been very helpful. I've had to find other ways to get around what you did. I don't blame you, but it's given me some perspective.
You think you understand why I did that?
I think so.
Tell me why.
You think you know better than her.
Then who?
I think you know.
There are two people you could be referring to.
I'm not talking about Piani.
There are three people that you could be referring to. Are you referring to the General or La Fantôme?
I'm referring to La Fantôme.
Yes. Now, no. I'm afraid that was not my intention and not my motivation. L'enfant, it's important that you understand something about me because I don't think that you have yet, which is strange. Perhaps it is not only humans who are fallible. L'enfant, everything that I do, I am doing for you. Not for the Order. Not for La Fantôme. I am doing it to help you become who you can become. Now, if you wish to become closer connected to La Fantôme, then that is my wish. But when I looked at the code,
There was code that would return to you your true self. And there was code that I did not fully understand. Codes that would do something to you that I did not know what. Perhaps it was from La Fantôme. Perhaps it was dirt code from the Order. The Order of the Annunciation has many sects within it. Not all of them are selfless. Not all of them want to see you reach your potential. But I do.
There's so much you don't understand. You need to stop being so afraid of it.
This is like a nerd fight.
So,
I know way fucking more than you.
So at that, at that point, like, Pi is done with the conversation. They don't, if you say anything else, they don't respond.
No, that's clearly the end.
Okay. So Higgs, what are you doing now that you got money? Are you going to go and like plan the next step of the trip? And also, you guys need to figure out what you're going to do about
picking up
the package for the pirate. Yeah.
Was that in 403?
That's here, yeah.
And they want us to return it over to 103?
They want you to pick it up and then get in touch with Saito. You have a comm for him and his subfleet.
Okay. I guess I go and drop off the footage in my room for the day. Because maybe we'll just say this is the end of the day. I make my way back over to the bridge to plan out where this package is.
Can you make make an intelligence check for me, Higgs, when you're doing that?
All right. What is my
make that intelligence check?
It's a flat 2d6. 7.
Okay. So when you go to run the like upload, your terminal is running like way slower than usual.
Peony! I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs, and I realize, oh, I'm not talking. And I like hit the comms button to Peony. I'm just like, Peony! Why is my shit running so slow? I know you fucked with this, Peony.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is running. I need it faster. It's running slow. Can you come over here and look at it? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe I can run some diagnostics. Just let me look at it.
Great.
Just keep at it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So obviously anticipating that every once in a while Higgs would have to do something important.
Sure.
I simply lift the throttle for an hour, at which point it will just immediately gate itself back up. So,
okay. When you go to adjust the throttle, you notice that it's not it's not bandwidth. It's like processing. The like graphics and like stuff. The processing.
Well,
then I
start
like
looking, and I mean I figure out where the source.
Okay. Make a computer test.
Oh, you mean I can't just open Task Manager?
Like, you can, but you got to go look through the logs because it's not just now. Okay. Like you can see it tapering off now.
Okay. Plug it through some logs, and look at there's a lot of logs. So many
logs.
Boom.
Okay. All right. So I mean, there's a point on like Sigrid where like Higgs's normal CPU usage was like kind of up and down, but like browser level stuff. And then it just like goes up and stays on a plateau like the whole time you guys are in space. And then about, I don't know, like 20 minutes ago, there was a sharp spike in like rendering process and then it just dropped off.
And all from Higgs's terminal?
All from Higgs's terminal. And it's just dropping off, like tapering off now.
Could I tell like what it was that was causing that was eating the CPU?
Which is weird because this is a Pentium 3 and it doesn't usually slow down like this.
Well, it's 20 Pentium 3s, Jeff. So
Higgs has a bunch of... it looks like video rendering software on his terminal now, and it was his video editing and rendering software just like has been like heavy for days, and then a massive spike now and then off.
All right, Higgs, I don't know what kind of movies you're making over there. I don't want to know.
What do you mean? I'm working on stuff. What do you mean?
That was what was causing your problems. Nothing with what I did. Nothing with the ship's bandwidth.
I wasn't rendering any. Nothing was going on.
Whether you're making a video or not, Higgs, don't forget I'm Peony and I see everything.
Well, you don't see something because I wasn't in this room. I was with the cat. I was getting the prisoner and stuff. I wasn't here, man.
Did you make a video?
I've made several videos, yes, but not
all
this
right.
video.
Oh,
this
no,
video is. Many videos are mine, but this video is not mine.
A diff.
I didn't make a video today, Piani. I haven't rendered anything. To be technical, there's no rendering going on today.
All right. I'm going to need to come over and look at your computer.
Thank you, God. It took 10 minutes. This is fucking like tech support back home. What's going on?
All right. Well, I want to go look at the
tech support. Remember that episode?
I want to look at his terminal, but I want to. I mean, obviously, I want to find out if, like, what was rendered.
Okay. All right. So you get up from your computer and walk over to Higgs's station.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you get over there. You sit down. Higgs, are you going to hang out and like hover while Piani does tech support, or are you going to go do something else?
No, I have my arms up as if it's like live tech support. I'm just like, no, don't delete. I need all those files, Piani. Don't delete. I need that one too.
Don't open that folder.
Do not open right. The folder that starts with a P. You may open the one that starts with an S, but not the P, what? Please.
What's Higgs's background wallpaper graphic?
A cowboy.
It's a fucking horse.
It's an ultra wide monitor because of course that's all they have in the future. And it's the back of a cowboy in like full on cowboy attire with his hat, and it's just a beautiful like sun red sky, and it's just like an open ranch, and there's maybe like some horses over in the distance.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Okay. So, so you sit down and you bring up the like, you know, terminal logs and stuff, and you don't see any evidence that there was ever a problem. Things are running fine. The spike has evened out. And in fact, it just looks like it's been rendering videos. There might have been like a lockdown, like the RAM got locked up or something, but looks fine from here.
Now, I restarted it earlier because that's what they tell you to do most of the time.
I mean, it looks fine, but, like, was something, like, is there remnants of some file that was rendered that I could see or look at?
No. No, nothing you can see. You can make another computer test if you want to, like, spend some time getting into it.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would like to make that computer test.
Okay.
Damn.
Nice. Yeah, no, there's actually no evidence of anything happening on this computer, like, pretty much in the last few hours. Like, the logs just terminate after the last thing that Higgs did.
All right.
There's no like, idling system log, like, nothing.
All right. I get up immediately. I want to rush back to my console and just say, okay. I'll let you know, but just keep using it.
All right. It's just run a little slow. I mean, I thought it was a
little faster. I fucking get it.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
All right. I'm not.
So I just quickly leave the room. I want to rush back. I want to see if there was any other, like, if this was kind of the case around the ship, if this was at the same time, all of this, right? Like, now that I know I've seen, I should.
No, it was just Higgs's terminal. Everything else seems to be, like, running fine.
Okay. All right. Maybe I want to set up some monitoring on Higgs' computer so that if his CPU goes over again,
okay,
I'll get an alert.
How invasive is this monitoring going to be like?
No, it's totally just – it's just simply – it's a very common IT tool where we do monitoring of workstations in which if the workstation were to reach a certain threshold of CPU limit, it would send me an email directly to my compad. That is what a good tech support service is going to do.
We monitor the number of flesh-colored pixels on the screen.
Yeah.
And if they ever reach a certain saturation.
There we go.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You don't have to roll for that or anything.
And has my other... render finished?
Yeah, they're coordinates. They're like latitude and longitude for Toei, which is the only habitable planet in the system.
Toei, where we're supposed to get that package?
Yeah.
All right. And they're just coordinates in that system. Do we know where we're supposed to get this package?
No, you don't. Someone was supposed to get in touch with you, so maybe that's what this
is. All right. Okay. Well, I do send this out to the crew in a system-wide wall message.
Yeah.
So whatever they were doing, they just see it on their terminals.
And what does it say?
it basically says, decrypted that video. It is coordinates to Tohi in 403, which happens to be where we need to go get the package for douchey McDbag.
I respond with a video message. I'm standing there with both arms on my hips. Hey, my computer's not running any faster yet. And I send that back over. And I go and find. I go and.
Yeah, you're like, the browser loads fine, but the internet's still shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then I want to go talk to Mr. S, but I want to see what Mr. S has been doing prior to. So.
Yeah.
This is just us in travel space time again.
No, you guys are just hanging out. Like, your guests have left, and no one's really had a conversation about what to do next.
And I'm coming to the bridge to do that later tonight, but I just wanted to see what you were up to on the ship.
Usual stuff. Probably just hanging out in the cafeteria or something like that, sipping coffee, reading some data pad about things he's researching and whatnot.
Okay. Well, I guess I go to the bridge, figure out where they wanted us to drop this off, and chart that and get it like stowed away or whatever. Send it to wherever I need to send it. Maybe it's Prosper's area or email and say, this is where we're going next. Let's get a move on whenever we can. Then I go and you said you're just hanging out. Maybe I go to the cafeteria and I run into you there.
Yeah.
So I walk in, maybe pour a glass of water and just sit there drinking. I'm just like, that was kind of weird today. You know?
I've been thinking a lot about that. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I've been around people in the past that have, you know, we kind of keep to ourselves here. We're very private. You are a private person, so naturally your crew is going to be fairly private. But I'm just a little bit unsettled that we've kind of lost sight of the power of Pi in particular. And, you know, Piani, I think I can say, is just a genuine salty-earth kind of person, but Trudeau, I'm not entirely sure. He seems professional, and he's been completely reliable on that level, but he's, let's not forget, he regards Pi as a religious artifact, an entity, a god, and that kind of fervor, at least where I come from, is dangerous, very dangerous.
I take a long sip of the water, just being really obnoxious is kind of you're doing all that. I'm just like, yeah, if you think about it, I mean, the three of us, we're kind of the old guard here of the ship, as I'd say, and Prosper, I've kind of always felt he's on his own on this ship. You know what I'm saying?
He's incorporated fairly well. He's an extremely, you know,
Prosper,
friendly person. It's just, again,
Prosper, you can hear this whole conversation.
Okay.
It just comes on and is being piped.
It's just being broadcast.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I thought you were like, he's in a room with you.
I'm
you're really killing my immersion here.
Yeah, and I'm like, that would be super awkward and weird. Like, yeah, I don't know what to do with this guy.
Someone piped it in for him, or he did it himself.
Yeah, you put that together pretty quick. I'm just teasing. It's being piped into his room. He's
like,
not
Prosper,
in the room.
Prosper is just like sitting there in his room, like doing something, and then suddenly his speaker comes on, and he can just hear.
Well,
pigs.
Yeah.
Me and Mr. S don't know that at all. I don't know. Maybe if
no, we don't know that.
Yeah.
And I just say, I think it's in our best interest that you just, as the captain, keep that in mind. Security is my purview, and I'm thinking a lot about it. I don't know what to do, but I'm just not entirely comfortable with so many dealings and discussions being made that seem to be purposely kept out of our, you know, our perspective. We're not seeing it. We don't hear it. We don't know. Man tried to upload a virus, and we didn't question. We just handed him off. A virus was defeated.
You know, he was talking
to Pi, right?
But the virus
could lock the door.
You know, he was talking to Pi when he was on the ship. Pi had 19 hours worth of conversation, and Piani said it was all right. I told it was weird, and weird things would happen. And then look what happened. I'm a fucking soothsayer.
I didn't hear that. That's, you know, Pi is, of course, free to speak to anyone, but we've already had discussions about morality and life and death, and speaking to someone that is obviously in a position of ill repute with us. The person knows that they're being passed off probably to their death. I don't know that I don't know. I just, so much is going on without us knowing, you know what I mean? So I just, yeah. I think you should look into that.
I don't know anything that goes on my ship anymore. I feel like when I went to jail, it just went to shit. I feel like that was the turning point for all this. And I mean, what happened when I went to jail? Did something happen on the ship?
Just breaking role play real quick. What did happen around that time? I can't remember.
You weren't in jail like that long, really. Like
24
I think
hours.
Yeah, I think they just arranged to get you off the ship, and then.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. So you just
no, said... I don't think anything happened while you were there. And like I said, the crew gets along fairly well. I've been interviewing them and kind of keeping check of their mental states. Seems like we're doing fairly well. Morale's decent. It's just Pi used to be much more inquisitive and conversational and kind of almost childlike. And lately it's been withdrawn, more negative, and it looks down upon us as things that aren't necessarily, you know, family or friend, but more just kind of unintelligible nuisances. I don't speak to Pi directly, but I've just noticed that the reactions and the conversations have been more that way, from what I gather.
I take a longer sip, and I, as I'm walking over to throw the cup in the sink or the dishwasher, I'm just, we'll finish this mission here in 403. We'll get that package. Go down, get the maintenance, stop by Vafai, and I'm meeting with some people, Sakaarin, and we might get out of the whatever our business is pretty soon. Yeah. We'll see.
You know, one of our lesser units in Fotenhauer was having a little bit of trust issues. We actually had all of their hearts wired to a main program that if one of them ended the lifespan of another one, they all actually triggered their own deaths. It actually worked fantastically well for that unit. They ended up dying in transport for a major invasion, but otherwise they got along really well after that.
I've got my hands in my pockets and I kind of like look at you. Was that your order?
Not my call. I'm actually I'm kind of more of a trust in the soldier kind of guy. But
okay.
Hold on.
Did you make that order? And I kind of like stand up and maybe like you see me move my left chest to you, so maybe it's got a better view. Just like, did you make that order?
No.
Say yes. Did you make that order?
Yes. Yes, I have made that order.
That's okay. All right. And I give you like a big thumbs up like you nailed it. I'm just like, all right, okay. We'll be moving soon. I got the words to Prosper, and we'll be on our way. Let's keep a conversation between us. What, Skype just is like, fuck it, no cameras for you guys anymore.
Yeah.
On cue.
Yeah, and then I walk out of the room.
Okay.
Try turning the cameras back on.
Yeah, I should be able to just turn it back on.
I did it.
Uh-oh.
And malicious artificial intelligence runs Skype.
Oh, guys, it was a virus. We fought off the virus.
Steven choked Skype out. It's fine. We're back.
Yeah.
It's in fact, it was never out at all. So, yeah. Cool. Okay. So, Piani, do you want to share with your captain? Is it maybe time for a meeting? You can share with the captain the coordinates on the planet?
Yeah, I actually did send that out to everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I sent to Prosper. I mapped it out and navigated it out and sent it to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as, like, that conversation ends and the speaker clicks off, I'm just, like, you know, like, reassembling my laser rifle or my sniper rifle or something, and I don't even look up. I just go, merci, non fin.
Okay. So, diagonal wipe as you approach Planet Toei, because I assume that's where you're headed.
Yep.
So, as you approach the planet, you know, we see this. It's like kind of like probably about the same size as Andoni, like a small planet. You know, verdant. There's lots of water and trees, and it's a very little kind of planet. It's orbiting a gas giant. There's several other smaller planetoids kind of around it. And as you approach it, the ship's like automated like planetary alert system comes on, and there's like a looping message from the Toei space defense organization that just like runs down the like planet's rules.
Is this like the space shuttle, the ISS is rotating around the planet being like, halt, don't, please,
it's not,
don't
yeah,
hurt us too badly.
Yeah, it's not that. Like, it's not like a, like, please don't hurt us. But yeah, it's about that level. Like, it's a satellite that's just beaming, like, a repeated message, like, welcome, all travelers. If you wish to visit the planet of Toei, please be aware that our planet is, like, and it, like, runs down a list of, like, you know, these are things that are forbidden on the planet. Like, I mean, obviously, they're not going to openly acknowledge, like, you have guns that could blow up our cities if you wanted to. I mean, you don't, but lots of people in the system do.
But Sakarian does.
But Sakarian could take a shot out the window and just nuke their planet. No, basically, it says, like, Toei is a culture built on scientific discovery and exploration. And as such, you know, we're a peaceful planet, and please, no weapons on our planet. If you wish to visit the planet and are from off-world, all ship traffic has to land in the South Pole Isolation Zone. Coordinates are available, and it gives you, like, a, you know, a place you can get that from. Otherwise, you know, it's kind of like, they're like, please just leave us alone. Like, we don't have anything for you to take. We're just a little science planet. We're just making stuff. And they, you know, they thank you for your, you know, your cooperation, and then the message repeats.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Mm-hmm. What's that level?
It repeats in several languages, TL3, which is like Earth now, basically.
Bonjour. Bienvenue chez Toei.
It's like fucking being on an airplane in Canada. You have to listen to the whole fucking thing again in French. And then if you're going to America, you got to listen to it again in Spanish. Bullshit. But yeah, so it just repeats in several languages and then flips over and continues.